states are also required either to come up with some sort of ideological justification for their existence if a state aspires to be invited to the big boys' table. You will be tested, they are told, for the purity of your convictions. Obviously, Mr. Modi got that message. You will not be trusted with the knowledge resources unless you can demonstrate that you are in firm command of your captive population, that it is well-conditioned and obedient. Although the idea of advancement in the hierarchy of states feels like an antiquated notion in this moment, when there is such a strong press from below, from us, for our freedom. So, you must either come up with some, if you are a state, you must either come up with some justification, ideological justification to snow your captive populace, or if ineligible, to join the more privileged group of states where the knowledge resources and the knowledge resource workers are concentrated, or if ineligible for this role, required to identify the quote-unquote best and the brightest within their borders and ship them off to the knowledge resource sector, where power sectors, perhaps, because they're really looking at Europe, West Europe for and the U.S. for that, where power generates its supposedly its ideas for maintaining its rule ad infinitum, required to keep the bulk of its population in a state of perpetual demoralization and penury, to force them. And I didn't read this right. So they're required to ship them off to the knowledge resource sectors and to keep the bulk of their population in a state, ship off the so-called best and brightest and keep the bulk of their populations in a state of perpetual demoralization and penury, to force them to immigrate. And can we come up with a people's term for what power is doing here with this tactic, which includes the use of immigrants to stoke anger and divisions? How does Prince put it in The Sacrifice of Victor? Quote, a group of unsuspecting political tools. When power makes the flip calculation that more division and hate are needed. For instance, the continuous use of this tactic in South Africa. There was an article just yesterday in the New York Times, February 25th, 2017. Violence erupts at South African protests. Intentionally pauperized populations into a condition of such utter lack of status that they can be pushed into the low status work needed done in the more quote unquote privileged sectors of the global state. 9 years or so ago, Wallerstein gave us his heads up that capitalism is doomed, because the resources of the planet used to sustain it are finite. And because its account of rural populations that could be forced into fields and factories at no wages, although we're going to talk more about that and their plans for Africa, had been drawn down to such low levels that the non-automatable, no-status work would go undone unless there was a politically unpalatable application of enormous force on the hitherto more privileged populations, which, as Wallerstein says, there's resistance to. This, by the way, may be the clearest, simplest, and expressing the broadest impact example of why class is so energy inefficient. The amount of force required to suppress life, freedom, consumes the planet. Do we get now why this is suicidal on their part? A self-destructive train they have put us all on. A train bound for that cliff. power rules by means of psychological manipulation of us. So, putting on our power caps, how do we imagine would power answer our question to Wallerstein? And this was written before we gave the broad answer. This is a within that broad answer. Our broad answer being they have to negotiate that new geopolitical consensus. But within that, with capitalism shredded and the stakes so high, what happens to the global state guys so accustomed to hiding behind it? Of one thing we can be certain, in reply to the end of capitalism, they do what they do. They do what they do, divide, hierarchicalize, and lie. But beyond this, given their centuries-deep training to think of themselves as masters of the universe, as mind personified, their first thought beyond manipulation is that there must be a technological fix. This is their answer to every problem as heart has been squeezed out of them. Following which comes the assessment of the current status of artificial intelligence and their EMF disease epidemiology and catastrophic events division, leading necessarily to the minions pleading, probably after entering some private space to muffle their screaming, pleading to their masters, we need more time. Russian aggression, China's assertiveness, and international terrorism. This stage was set before the Trump tool was written into it. Written into the script. What is the point of this stage set? And what is the point of the Trump tool of power? What is its role in the larger drama? It seems he is to be the all-purpose cleanser. Power rules by means of psychological manipulation. Psychological manipulation of us. Psych, which suggests that to the degree we are not in the least fascist, but rather freedom-loving, and looking to each other globally to achieve it. To that degree, does power want us to be, and must propagandize hard the notion that we are. Just as they wanted us to believe their cooked-up lie that we here in the U.S. are pining for the good old days when the U.S. and the USSR divvied up the world between them, so are they trying to convince us. So are they trying to convince we in the U.S. that fascism is marching across Europe and vice versa?